Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. My name is Graham Kay. I have an autistic younger brother who's an adult.
And my name is Kirk Smith, and I have an almost adult son, 18 this year.
Holy jumping.
Man.
My brother, his birthday is coming up in Sunday, so a couple days from now.
That's awesome.
Very exciting.
You've been doing shopping, I'm guessing.
No online idea. Shopping. Our longtime listeners know that I do, he's big on Star Wars, a specific vintage Star Wars.
Have we introduced this podcast, what this podcast is about? Did we already say that part? This is a comedian's guide to autism.
I said that.
You did say that?
Yeah, right off the top.
I'm dumb. Okay, I didn't catch that part. Okay, good.
Yeah, it was just so, here's the thing.
It's so slick.
We are getting so good. So seamless.
Seamless.
Concise.
You said it and I didn't even catch it. And I'm just looking you in the eye while you're saying it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kirk has a coffee and a Dr. Pepper that
I'm
he's
trying,
drinking.
People.
It's like hot and cold.
I'm trying.
He is... You're just all jazzed up on this on caffeine.
I don't know why I drank it right into the microphone, but by the end of this episode, I'm going to be up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be feeling good.
Or you'll have to go to the bathroom. Either or.
Both.
Yeah. Anyway, we do have three segments, the first of which is our week in review, which I just sort of jumped into seamlessly.
You jumped into it seamlessly. I apologize.
Second is in the news, and then we do a topic du jour.
That's it,
all having to do with autism,
Tell
obviously.
Tell about your week in review.
Well, Mike, week in review... it's my brother's birthday. It's also my birthday. We have like our birthdays are a few days apart. And it's a very exciting time for Peter because he gets to buy me a present.
Nice.
Which he's very excited. He doesn't really care about me receiving a present. I think he does, but he mostly cares about buying something and getting to keep it a secret. He loves the idea that it's a secret.
It's a plan.
And he tells everyone, he goes, you must promise not to tell him.
Okay.
Yeah, promise, because it's a very special secret.
I love it.
And it's usually iTunes gift cards. So I think it's been iTunes gift cards about 6 years straight. A real secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
It's an email from Apple saying you have a $10 gift card. Love it.
But he goes overboard sometimes and he buys me like, because he doesn't know, really understand money. So sometimes he'll buy me like $50 worth of iTunes gift cards. I'm like, Peter, don't. You're on a government disability. You got a government disability check.
Don't send it to a $1 billion corporation.
I'm fine. And, you know, I use them. I'm not nuts. Sometimes I'm not like alone at home and or meet my girlfriend and I are like, all right, well. We'll rent a movie off iTunes for too much money, and this one's on Pete. You know, feel good. So it works. But anyway, so he likes a specific 90s version of Star Wars toys that I haven't made in 20 years.
Okay.
And I find them on eBay. And I bought him an X-Wing fighter in its original box. So it's, and then I also bought him a character, another guy.
Nice.
In his original
like how
packaging.
You don't even know the names of the guys. I got him a guy in a suit. My white suit.
Yeah. I got him a guy wearing a white linen suit. I'm not sure if it's Star Wars. I wrote Skywalker on it.
It might be Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I wrote Luke on it in Sharpie. It'll be fine.
It's Ricardo Montalva. I think it's Star Wars.
No, he... I spent way too much money on it, and I'm very excited. And they both arrived.
You made some nerd in the Midwest happy. He sold you his thing. He's been home for 20 years. He's happy. Your brother's happy. Everybody's happy.
My mom said that he put it in the living room in anticipation.
It's
just in the living room. Just he looks at it out of the box every day. Like yes. I will open this.
So wait a minute. It's a wrapped, so he doesn't know what's in there yet.
Well, it's shipped. In mailing boxing,
so
shipping
for all
stuff.
Purposes, it is wrapped.
Yeah, he doesn't need wrapping paper. Yeah, it's just a secret in there. He loves secret, and he loves
secret. I've got a secret.
He loves The Simpsons, and so he always does that. There's that episode of The Simpsons where they have the stone cutters, and basically it's a takeoff on the Freemasons.
Yeah,
and Lenny and Carl. They won't let Homer in. These are people who work with Homer. They won't let him in on the secret. And they always go like, he goes, yeah, we're going. And he's like, what are you guys doing after work? And they're like, And one of the, like, Lenny will be like, oh, we're going to, secret meeting. And then I'll be like, shh, it's a secret. Come on. So Peter and I always do that, like, for presents. It's like, okay, don't tell me, shh, it's a secret. We'll do that over the phone, like, a bunch. And then,
love it.
So he wrote me this birthday thing.
I like it.
He goes, hey, big brother, Graham would like to wish you a very, 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 very happy early birthday from your little brother, Peter. So take great care of yourself until your 35th birthday will come along on Tuesday, June 7th.
2016.
2016, exactly what
you
wrote.
You just said that?
Yeah.
I love it.
June 7th, 2016 of next week. I wrote, thank, that made me happy. Thank you so much, Peter. And he wrote, you're welcome, my pleasure. So, if you don't mind, maybe you could tell Jane. It's your choice.
Tell her what?
That it's my birthday.
Okay.
Also, for this Saturday, June 4th, 2016, of this weekend, well, back in Ottawa, as soon as I was finished my breakfast besides my lunch, I spent another great indoor exercise time in my building's great indoor exercise room.
Good.
So I needed to use one of the treadmills until the timer had gotten right onto 55 minutes. That's a long time, Pete. Then I lifted my next two very important sets of weights for 50, then for 56 minutes.
Wow, he's working out.
Then I weighed myself on my great scale, and then I had my next great amount of pounds that were under 201.6. Well, luckily, I wrote them down as soon as
I got... 201. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. I wrote them down as soon as I got back to my own apartment unit. So he's very...
meticulous.
I don't know if it's healthy to work out for 3 hours.
I think you're allowed.
and
I mean, no offense, but I don't think he's doing a marathon. I think he's kind of pacing himself a little bit. I don't think he's doing a full-on sprint.
No, I don't think so either. But I also, like, you lifting weights for 55 and then 56 minutes, that's a lot. That's maybe too much. I think I need to go, like, help him out.
Well, I think you should see what he's doing. I'm guessing he's not doing power circuits where he's literally lifting the whole time.
No, I don't think he is. But I mean, I did, like, show him.
Yeah.
And he also, by the way, he also does this all in his jeans and a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Perfect.
And, but he used to weigh, to his credit, he used to weigh, like, 217 pounds.
Drop 17 pounds.
And then the doctor was like, you're getting a little, I mean, this is a very blunt Irish doctor.
Okay, Irish.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, she's getting a little bit of fat. And he's like, oh no, I don't want to be fat. And so now he's working out and he's lost 17 pounds.
That's great. And what is his ideal? Like 190? He's almost there.
Yeah, well, like 190, yeah, probably. He's a big guy. Huh. But he's almost there. It's amazing. I'm actually inspired. I gained weight at Christmas, and I was like, it'll come off. And it's now June. And I'm like, huh.
Maybe 2017 is my year.
Yeah, maybe. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm 35 now. It just doesn't come off like it did two years ago.
It's worse.
Okay, I got to work at this. All right. I get it. So, yeah, he's ahead of me. So that's where Pete's at, and I'm very excited for his birthday. He's very excited. And that's it.
It's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
My week in review. What happened to me? So this week, it's graduation season. So my daughter graduated from high school.
Not autistic.
Not autistic. No, she's cognitively neurotypical
and smart. Apparently.
And my son had it was prom, and so like this was like 6 months ago, maybe.
Your son had prom.
My son had his school had a prom for. Right. So I guess technically he's a junior. So the school he's in doesn't look at it that way. Like he's going to be at this quote unquote high school till he's 21. So I guess, I don't know, but he's a junior. So they had a junior prom and I was at Walmart. I don't want to brag, like 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was last year. I can't remember when I was there, but they're getting rid of their suits. They have like black, just standard suits that you buy for a wedding or a funeral or like for like $50. Well, they're getting rid of their season. It was like $3 or $4. I can't remember what it was.
Just the jacket.
Just the jacket. Pants are hard with him because he won't wear a lot of pants. Mm-hmm. There were like three or four jackets, different sizes. Like
that's crazy. $4, yeah. $3.
So I bought like three or four jackets because it was like size 44, 46, 48. Maybe it was like 48 and 50. I got a few sizes because his weight kind of fluctuates a little bit. And he's not going to sit to be measured. No. It was so cheap. I'm like, I'm just going to get them.
Get three or four.
Yeah. And then
see which one fits.
And if they don't fit,
burn the other ones. Or use, exactly. Use them to clean your toilet or something.
I told his mom, I'm like, listen, this is probably stupid, but if he wears it and then afterwards he goes to McDonald's and literally wipes ketchup on the lapel, it was $4.
Yeah.
Don't have a dry clean. It costs more dry clean than the suit's worth. Just give it away. So anyway, his mom, and then I got him through, it was Old Navy, I don't want to brag again, Old Navy and Walmart. Yeah, man, yeah. I'm rich.
A lot of, you know, I mean, people understand that if you have a son with autism, who's a little messy.
We're not getting Armani.
Yeah.
So we got these double X shirts that were, you know, the big and tall section, and they fit perfectly. And so he looked good. So his mom was like saying, you're going to the prom and showing him pictures. And yeah, he looks really good. So I'm going to post it to our Facebook page.
He does look good. And you're saying off air that... your mom or your
his mom
showed was like, this is what I want you, this is what you're gonna look like, because it's very special, and look, go to prom, and like walked him through it, and he's like, okay, and he let her put gel in his hair,
yeah,
like, which is like really
wax, whatever,
really cute.
Yeah, he's never lets you, doesn't like to have his hair messed with, but he let her put wax in his hair and shave his cheeks. He doesn't like to be shaved, so but he let her shave him, except for the mustache. You got to keep the mustache. Be serious. But the chin and the cheeks. So, and he looked good. So he looked good. I'm gonna post these pictures. They had a buffet. He went bananas at the buffet and ate like crazy, and did a little dancing. Took his jacket off of the dancing, but then wanted to put his jacket back on.
That's awesome. What a hit.
So those $4 jackets, totally worth
good
it.
Good for you.
And I've got another jacket for next year if he puts on a little weight.
That's so, yeah. I'll send him the Peter K workout regime.
Yeah, really.
First of all, you're going to buy some high-waisted jeans, also from Walmart.
You need some old, what is it, Faded Glory jeans? Isn't that the Walmart brand?
No, it's George.
George, sorry. Yeah, yeah. That's the fancy one. That's the European.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They do George in Canada, I'm guessing. Yeah, because it's like England. Yeah. They do George, right?
Yeah.
I think they do old, what is it? Old Glory here, or something like that. Faded Glory, which always sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, sad.
Faded Glory.
Yeah. They don't do George in America?
No, I don't think so. I think that's, I remember in England they used to have that, yeah.
Oh, man, we're doing great up there.
You guys are
we got,
killing
we
it.
We got George. There. Yeah, why everything is so George much? In Walmart. George brand. You know, George.
So that's my weekend review. He had a little prom. It was good. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be living alone for the first time in my life. It's going to be interesting, yeah.
You're going to love it. I think you're going to love
it.
It's
going to be good.
I think you're really going to
love it. Me and Graham were talking off the air, and my daughter's like, you're going to have a party? And when I move out, and I was like, I don't know if I, what did we say? I don't know if I'm going to have a party, but I might use the bathroom with the door open for once.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be weird.
Man, living on your own is it's nice. I mean, it can get lonely, sure, but it's nice. You're going to enjoy it, especially you raise two kids. You're married for so long, you know, for a guy like me, if I were to live on my own, I'd be like, what have I done with my life? I'm never going to have kids. No one will ever marry me. I'm like, too old, 35, to live on my own. What the hell is my... You know, and those things go in your head and make you sad. But you've already done all that, so it's free. You're like, ah, man.
I can still be sad, it's be but nice. It's different things you're sad about.
Well, at least you've accomplished something. You know? It's nice.
So that's what's going on. That's our weekend review. Man, we're killing it. Oh, who knows podcasts? We're blowing through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do the news?
Let's do in the news.
So this is an interesting article that was in the Guardian. We get a lot of UK articles. You notice that? Anyway.
I think they might care about more autism or putting it in
a little more.
I noticed a lot from the Guardian, I will say that.
I think they're ahead of us about 6 months. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, yeah.
UK like time travel for us. Mm-hmm.
They have flying cars now.
Yeah. The title.
It'll be a big 6 months.
The title of the article is No Silence, Please. Campaigners Launch Network of Autism-Friendly Libraries. And the subtitle is Restricting Speech Can Distress Those with Autism as Much as Excessive Noise. A new initiative aims to make England's public libraries more welcoming. Basically, it talks about how some people, autistic people, have a hard time being completely quiet. I know my son's one of those that it's a constant jibber-jabber of who knows what. Just telling something or...
Like he can't. You can't.
No.
You can't even restrict
It's hard
speech.
To do. Like we've covered his mouth like before. Of like it's like... You know, you're trying to, if it's a safety issue or you're trying to...
What do you mean safety? The Germans after you or something and you're in the basement?
We'd be screwed. If the Germans were after us, they would have found us immediately.
A lot of clicking going on down there.
They would have found us immediately.
He keeps opening and closing the trap door.
Just that safety, like like church or what else?
Yeah.
Like at the airports when people get nervous around, you know, everybody's nervous and he's just yelling stuff, yelling quotes from movies or, Bob, are you okay? Like doing his favorite, you know, little clips.
What movie is that from?
That's from a cartoon called VeggieTales.
Oh, I love VeggieTales.
So he's got this whole like, he's sometimes Larry the Cucumber, sometimes he's Bob. And so you can tell by who's, oh man, he'll have like a whole little conversation back and forth. He'll do both parts.
That's great. Sounds fun.
So
he's not bored in the security lineup.
No, he's having
We're
a great
all
time.
Bored. He's got a whole movie playing in his head.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard for him, like at a library, to be quiet.
Yeah.
And then he'll shush himself. He'll start to talk and be like, and then he'll hold his finger in his mouth and kind of, shh, quiet, be quiet. He'll tell himself, quiet, be quiet.
That's
but
nice.
He doesn't really whisper. It's more of a, yeah. So.
Well, at least he knows.
He knows.
He's trying.
He knows what's up. I've wondered if he has Tourette's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's connected to obsessive compulsive disorder, which is connected to autism. So he could.
I think he could. I don't know why it would matter. At this point, to get him diagnosed, like, who cares? But,
yeah. Uh-huh. So I still have to deal with it then. Good.
So, yeah.
Thanks.
So, is there a fix? No?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyhow, we'll have a number two, please. Diet Coke. I don't know. I think, so you and I were talking about this off air. So
I like how in that little riff, you were getting your Tourette's medical advice from a McDonald's or something.
Not for the employee, but like everywhere you go, somebody has some crazy piece of advice. So in my riff, I was in line and some lady was trying to tell me how to raise my kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
I get it.
She's like, you should think about, and then, okay.
Yeah. Shut up,
thanks
lady.
For that. Yeah. Are you offering to help? No, you're not? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to order our food here.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that he would have a really hard time, but you were saying you would have a hard time concentrating. If you go to the library, you go to a study.
Well, the point of this article is that they are considering making certain public spaces not completely silent because there's a lot of autistic people who it's really hard and harsh to make them be quiet.
To be completely quiet,
To be completely quiet, which I completely understand. But my point of view is it's really hard for me and for a lot of people. I can't do any work if
your girlfriend's asking questions.
Yes. How am I supposed to follow this movie if you keep asking me questions about the same thing that we... Never mind.
Who is that?
That's not about this. I'm sorry.
I don't get that. Yeah. Who is
okay,
that?
Okay. Don't do a voice. Now we seem mean. My girlfriend is lovely and supports me.
Your
and listens to this podcast.
It's
going to
really
kill
nice.
Me.
No. We'll edit this part out.
Well, no, we don't have to. It's funny.
We never
it's
do.
Fine.
I was just trying to make you feel better. We're definitely not going to edit it out.
I love you. Okay. So...
Graham
I was
actually
joking.
Got uncomfortable.
I was joking, and you took it to the next level with a voice. Okay. Anyway, so here's what I'm saying is
that one's on me, Jane.
The point of the story is what is that? So I have ADD, and you don't even have to have ADD to be completely distracted by any kind of. So just because you have autism doesn't mean your priorities are more than my priorities. We're both human beings on the same level.
There you go.
I'm treating you as an equal, and so. So what I'm suggesting is you just don't make libraries open. That's going to make a lot of animosity towards autistic people in the end.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you just need like a noise room or something like that.
Okay.
A section, you know?
So like you divide it up maybe. You have like, you know, like in casinos now, they have like a smoking section and not smoking section.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
You have like a yelping Tourette section for my son who can, you know, make his little noises and then...
Yeah.
A quiet section for Graham so he can...
So I can like...
Not answer questions
just read
girlfriend.
The same paragraph 10 times in a row like I always do. I'm like, why am I reading? And what am I... I've been thinking about hockey for 10 minutes.
Well, you know, if Mary Lou came along now, it'd be totally different.
What?
I don't know anything about coffee. If what's the guy's name? Mary Lemieux?
Yeah.
If he came along now, it'd be totally different because the game's evolved. That's what I imagine the conversations you had. Like some esoteric...
That guy would, he would destroy it.
Some esoteric thing about how people play in different time periods and stuff.
Yeah, I would think... I do think that all the time about sports. I think baseball is one of the few sports that hasn't really changed.
It hasn't changed.
I think a guy from the 50s could play now.
I agree.
Which I think is really cool.
It's all hand coordination.
Yeah.
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Pitching hasn't really changed.
Not
Satchel
really.
Paige could... probably play right now.
Babe Ruth would be fine. I don't think he'd be the best ever, but he could play.
He could be just fine. Yeah.
Because he pitched too.
Yeah. he'd be fine.
It's crazy. Imagine him on supplements.
Oh, man. Yeah, instead of just hot dogs.
Yeah, instead of hot dogs
hot
and
dogs
beer.
And whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. Hot dogs, beer, and antibiotics for his STDs.
Oh, they're Prince Fielder. And
that's true. He looks like it.
He looks awful. Anyway, we digress.
We got digressed. Yeah, devolved.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think that the...
So it should be sections. It should like have a section, kind of like a kit section. Where you
yes,
can, like,
you there needs to be more understanding in across the board and autism awareness. I firsthand know exactly what it feels like to be 10 years old and 12 years old and 14 years old when you're the most self-conscious and have a brother running amok at a grocery store and everyone's right. looking at you and looking at him and you're
What's
so
wrong with you guys? Yeah.
So embarrassing, you yeah. know, and you're just mortified and like, and then you're also angry at the people for looking at your brother that way and judging him, and it's like a whole yep. horrible thing. And I agree that there needs to be more awareness so that that doesn't happen. People don't get judged, and I don't, you know what I mean, and I don't have to feel weirded out. But there's also needs to be some common sense. Like, you don't want to just, libraries are silent for a reason. Most people don't have autism, and if you just, it takes one autistic person to make the other 100 people in the library not be able to use the library properly. And so it's going to create a backlash and animosity. It's just, you can go like, okay, this person has autism, I'm not going to judge them, but I still can't read now, and I'm here to read. So why not have like, you just can't open it up. I think you need to have like a special room.
Okay. So you have like different sections of it, kind of like at the library here, the local one, they have like a kids section. So yeah, in that section, and it's glassed off.
You can put
so
them in the same section. They so both be loud. Like yep. a lot of the same things and make the same noises.
You could do like a, yeah, I think you do like a silent section. It's kind of like you have smoking sections and non-smoking sections.
It should mostly be silent, I think. I understand that you have to walk around and look for books and stuff. You can't just be like caged off like an animal.
Well, I think this brings us to our topic du jour, which is public places. Like, I think it's important, you know, there needs to be public places where people that are different can feel open and welcome. And so, you know, where you've got people that are like me, who I'm like a, you know, whatever, tall.
That's different. Look, the library is it's an exception in my mind, where you have to be silent. But there deserves to be, like you said, a public spaces, whether it's a park or, I don't know, another example. But go on. I didn't mean to interrupt your point.
That's all right. I was just saying that this is our topic du jour we talked about doing, which is public spaces, that there needs to be spaces dedicated yes. to where the disenfranchised, or however you want to say it, have access to resources, and, you know, whether it's a community center or a park or... Yeah.
That autistic kid's parents paid for that park just like you did.
Right.
Everyone deserves to be there.
So, I mean, you and I kind of disagree on the parks, the library thing, but I think there needs to be public places where they're open. It's public spaces where it's like you have people that are, you know, heterosexual Protestants like me, who are white heterosexual Protestants, the quote-unquote majority, but then every race, creed, kind, and ability, and that feel comfortable and feel like it's a public space. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah. So I think that we are getting to that way. I mean, obviously that's a big part of the news, what's going on in the news right now with transgender people and everything like that. But I think that in terms of like autism and people who have autism, we are slowly moving there. But we have a long way to go. I mean, it's still when you go to a park or when you go to a public place or anything like that, you get a lot of weird stares yep. and anger, like people looking at you angrily, like, why don't you control? It's like, you don't know the half of it. I'm going to throw a brick at your head. Shut up.
We're not advocating violence to our listeners.
I am. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
If you interrupt Graham during his movie watching, he suggests violence.
No. If you look at my brother that way, right. I mean, you don't, and you think that we're just doing this to be jerks.
Your instinct is to protect him.
Well, I mean, don't be a jerk. You know that there's people out there that have different mental issues, you know, and they're different. You can't, it just, in this day and age, you look around, it makes me so angry. People glare. Oof. I'll take off my shoe and beat you with it.
Compassion is a big deal. I get it.
Yeah.
People have to be compassionate.
Unless you're bigger than me.
And then you won't be beaten. You'll be calling the cops.
No. I'll just be like, I'll look away and walk away
in a huff.
And be angry.
You'll not make eye contact and go to your
car. I've never actually like lashed out at anybody. I mean, I've said stuff, but I've never fought anybody or anything crazy like that. It makes no sense. It'd be more traumatizing for my brother to see that, and you know, it also would be completely ridiculous for me as an adult, and I wouldn't be solving anything. But there was a time when I remember, there's specific times when I'd have to like physically defend my brother against people. Like one time we were my brother and I were snowboarding, my dad was skiing, the three of us were going down a hill. And my brother was always like a very cautious sort of snowboarder, and he like kind of goes side to side and side to side. And I don't know what happened. I just see this guy, this man, ski down in front of my brother, cut him off and push him over, and then take his ski pole. My brother like doesn't know what's happening, and he takes his ski pole and slams it down in between my brother's legs to stop him, because he's sort of in this sort of triangle now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my dad is a big man, and I'm like 17, so I look like an adult, especially in big ski jacket and stuff. Yeah. And we go, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? My brother's freaking out. And he's like, this guy just cut off my wife and she fell over. And just like, you know, 30 feet above, there's like this woman on the ground, like, and she gets up and skis over. She's fine. And we're like, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. Would you just relax? My dad's just shouting at him, and I'm like, what do you want us to do? He's disabled. You want us just to like? He's like, you shouldn't be on the mountain. And we're just like screw you, F you, and just shouting at this guy. My brother's freaking out. And you know, in this guy's mind, he's like some teenage snowboarder just cut off my wife, and I'm gonna give him the what to. And then these two grown men start shouting at him, and then you know,
it de-escalated.
It escalated. It didn't de-escalate.
It didn't de-escalate. Him back down.
No, he was like, oh, at that point he was like, well, I'll screw you. And then he skied away with his wife, and we're like, what do you want him to do? Like. I was like, what do you want? I remember I was shaking. I was like, what do you want him to do? Not be disabled? Like, what do you want? Like, and it was just like, he was not expecting all that backstory, you know? I remember I was spent the rest of the day just shaking, you know?
You're mad.
I remember my leg wouldn't stop shaking. I was mad.
A lot of adrenaline.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. But I just think that libraries should be quiet. I don't know, man. What else? What else? Are we done?
I think we're done. We did
all right.
It.
We did it. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Guys, follow Graham at Graham K Comedy. I'm at Kirk Smith Comedy. Instagram, Twitter. What's the other one? Facebook. Please take a second to like our Facebook page. We're at about 600 likes. If you would keep sharing the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. And if you have a second, please rate and review us on iTunes. Also, we're at patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
E-O-N. .com/autastic. Patreon.com/autastic.
If you could give us $1 an episode, we would appreciate it. The money goes towards funding this podcast and making sure we keep doing it going forward.
Oh, and I got that email from that that lady I'm gonna pick her up from the airport.
Oh yeah, she's on you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If you don't
she
know,
wants a ride from you.
If you don't know, there's certain prizes.
Graham's working on those.
Kirk has forwarded me the addresses and everything like that. And there's like care packages we send you if you donate for longer than 2 months, I think. And then if you donate a certain, if I think it was $5, I pick you up from the airport anytime you're in LA. So I didn't think it was going to happen, but someone's taking me up on that. Stephanie. And you know what? Stephanie, I just want to say thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much for doing that. I do really appreciate it. And I can't wait to meet you. It's my absolute pleasure to pick you up. Thank you so much. To the rest of you who have donated, thank you also very, very so much. This helps keep us doing it. And I think that's it for this week. I think we did it.
That's it. We did it. Love you guys.
Congratulations, Kirk.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks. Cool. Mickey Mouse.
I got excited.
Yeah, okay, bye.